Welcome to Sports Medicine Weekly. We will be diving into the details of this article to help you optimize your performance, general health, and remain injury-free. Introduction. Red light therapy has moved beyond wellness trends and gained attention in medical research. Scientists continue to explore how this treatment may support wound healing, reduce pain, improve skin health, encourage hair growth, and even help brain function. In this article, we look at the medical uses of red light therapy that researchers find most promising. What do doctors say about red light therapy? Clinical researchers and doctors widely recognize red light therapy, photobiomodulation, as a legitimate, non-invasive treatment that enhances mitochondrial function and cellular energy, ATP. Medical consensus supports its efficacy in accelerating wound healing, reducing chronic musculoskeletal inflammation, improving skin collagen density, and stimulating hair follicles when high-quality devices with correct therapeutic wavelengths, typically 630 nanometers to 850 nanometers, are used consistently. Key takeaways. Wound healing. You support faster healing by boosting cellular energy and tissue repair processes. Pain relief. You may reduce pain by calming inflammation and regulating nerve signaling. Skin health. You improve skin appearance by increasing collagen production and supporting skin renewal. Hair growth. You can encourage hair growth by activating follicles and improving scalp circulation. Brain health. You may support cognitive function by enhancing cellular energy and reducing inflammation in brain tissue. Medical uses of red light therapy that are gaining attention. Wound healing. Red light therapy helps wound healing by stimulating cells in the skin to produce more energy, which boosts repair processes like collagen formation and new blood vessel growth, helping the wound close faster and with less inflammation. Supporting this, a large meta-analysis of 56 clinical trials found near-infrared light, 630 to 1,100 nanometers, significantly improved postoperative wound healing and reduced pain, showing overall positive but variable outcomes depending on treatment settings. Another study using 630 nanometers red light showed increased collagen in VEGF-driven angiogenesis in wounds, accelerating healing in experimental models and in vivo tests. Pain relief. Red light therapy helps ease pain through a process called photobiomodulation, where specific wavelengths of light penetrate the skin and influence cells, reducing inflammation, improving circulation, and calming overactive pain signals in nerves and the central nervous system. This can lower sensitivity in areas affected by chronic or injury-related pain. One study reports cutaneous red light at 660 nanometers reduced neuropathic pain and complex regional pain syndrome 1. Another found low-intensity laser and LED therapy reduced musculoskeletal pain in osteoarthritis, fibromyalgia, and back pain, supporting drug-free pain relief approach in clinical care. Skin rejuvenation. Red light therapy helps skin rejuvenation through a process called photobiomodulation, where red wavelengths penetrate the skin and stimulate mitochondria to produce more ATP, the energy cells need to repair and regenerate. This boosts collagen production, improves cell signaling, and reduces oxidative stress, which together helps smooth wrinkles and improve skin texture. A clinical study on 20 women using a 630 nanometer LED mask for 3 months found progressive reduction in wrinkles, better firmness, and improved skin tone. Another study with 136 participants confirmed increased collagen density and smoother skin, showing consistent anti-aging benefits. Overall results strongly support. Hair growth. Red light therapy supports hair growth by using low-level laser or LED light that penetrates the scalp and stimulates mitochondria in hair follicle cells, increasing ATP energy, improving blood circulation, and helping dormant follicles enter the active growth phase while reducing inflammation. Supporting this, a systematic review and meta-analysis of FDA-cleared devices found significantly higher hair density compared with sham treatments. SMD1.27. A double-blind randomized trial using 655 nanometer laser helmets also reported about a 39% increase in hair counts after 16 weeks with no side effects observed. Neurological and brain health research. Doctors recommended red light therapy which may support brain health by improving how brain cells produce energy and communicate, which helps overall neuron function. It can improve memory and focus by increasing blood flow and supporting sharper mental performance. Early research suggests it may help in conditions like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's by protecting brain activity. It appears safe for non-invasive use when people follow proper guidelines and sessions. It may also reduce inflammation and oxidative stress in the brain, which supports long-term cognitive health. Current studies show promising results, but researchers still need larger clinical trials to confirm benefits clearly today. Thank you for listening to this article. We hope that it helps you to stay active and informed. For a full library of our audio articles designed to keep your health and performance at their peak, please visit sportsmedicineweekly.com/audio. We look forward to seeing you here for our next update.